Cross, Wisconsin. The property is in the town of Greenfield and described as follows. This is lot one of certified survey map, volume 15, page 94. Tax parcel 6-124-4, and the property address is also West 4444 County Road FO. The reason for this appeal is that a permit was denied to construct a 4-foot by 8-foot, two-sided, freestanding, illuminated, on-premise sign in the rural district. The sign height will be 15 feet above grade and 8 feet above road grade. Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is the applicant present?
Here.
If you would please go up. You can give a name and address and then explain your petition.
My name is Holden Zitzman. I'm at W4444 County Road FO, La Crosse, Wisconsin. I'm here to ask for permission to put up a sign at our horse boarding facility. We feel that the sign would really help us get business there. We're just getting started, and not a lot of people know about us. So that's our main thing, is getting the word out that we're in the town and want to do this small business. I think the concerns maybe with the sign is that it's safe in the area. And one of the things that we did when we built the sign is that we made it quick. Or when we designed the sign, we made it quick and easy to read. You know, there's not anything distracting on it. We've got a picture of it here, if I can put it.
We have that scan, Mike?
No, I don't, but I've got the overhead.
Okay. Yeah, just put it this one.
Okay.
And that's the sign. It's just got the basic information on there, as you can see. And that's so people driving by don't spend a lot of time looking at it, because we don't want anybody to get in accidents. Other than that, I've also got some pictures here. And those pictures just show that on the right side, I guess they're kind of hard to see, the sign will be off. You see where that white building's our garage. It'll be off the road that far, so that it's not blocking the view of anybody going by. And also the bottom picture is the view from us leaving our driveway, and it'll be in line with the post right there. It'll be back that far, so it doesn't block our view pulling out either. So there's no really concern, I think, for a traffic issue that I've noticed yet. The other thing too that it talked about was the appearance of it. It's a professionally done sign. It's not something that we just put together. We paid to have it put together. And we'd also like La Crosse Sign Co. to put it up so that it's stable and safe, and you know, it lasts many years. Is there any questions?
I would like to have I don't know who, Corp Counsel or Mr. Sampson, explain what is in violation, what is not in our code, and why this is getting appealed. Okay.
And Corp Counsel asked me that same question.
So that we understand what the appeal is.
It is compliant by height. It is compliant by area for a certain type of sign, but an illuminated on-premise sign is not allowed in a residential or the rural district.
That's something, can I speak?
Of course.
It's not a huge deal for it to be illuminated, but the biggest time that traffic comes through there right now is before the sun comes up and after it goes down. That's just how it works this time of year. And somewhere in there it talked about that illuminated signs can have directional lights that don't shine and, you know, bother traffic at all. They only shine on the sign to help people read it. If it's a big deal, we don't have to have it lit, but it's something that if you can approve that, we'd like to have the option to do it.
Okay. Supervisor Weirs.
Thank you. I feel like I know where your house is, so I get the area, and it might be in a district that's more rural. I mean, it's not in a rural district, but it is pretty rural. Do you know how far it is to your closest neighbor's house?
Several hundred feet.
Okay.
On our side of the road. There's a house for sale on lot 2. That's probably 200 feet to the sign, I'd estimate. You can see it there. In there, I'm not sure the exact words, but it did talk about you can't be within a certain distance of your neighbor's house, and we're not in violation of that, as far as I know.
Okay. Also, I just wanted to ask you if you'd talked to your neighbors about it.
We haven't yet. We're new. We've only lived there for a few weeks, and we're both kind of shy, but we do mean to get out there, and we'd like to talk to them about it. They've stopped, and they're all for us having this business. They like... The bank used to own it, and it was a grown-up property, and we put a lot of time and money into it to clean it up, and they all appreciate that. And I think the sign's another step in cleaning it up.
Just one last question. Do you have the ability to put the illumination on a timer, or are you able to if you could, you know, have it lit during the main hours, but maybe...
Off at night.
Off overnight or something.
We could do that. That's not a problem.
Okay.
We'd like to have the option to do the extra things, but if you only want us to put up a sign, that's something that we'll have to deal with.
Okay, thank you.
So, again, to clarify, the appeal is because of the illumination.
The district that the sign is situated in, it's actually in the rural zoning district, and this type of sign is not listed as a sign that's permitted without a permit or with a permit.
This
sign is not allowed. There are certain signs that are allowed in the rural district that you don't have to apply for a permit to construct, and there are certain types that you need a permit to construct. And since this type of sign is neither, it's prohibited in that district.
Examples, signs that are allowable, a 2x2 advertising a farm. Probably should have brought the code with us.
You have it? I have it.
We have it. Just to refresh our memory, it's been a while since we, and some of the newer board members are not familiar with this. We went through wonderful public hearings on this one for a very long time. So,
informational signs not exceeding 8 square feet, political signs not exceeding 32 square feet. Professional signs not exceeding 4 square feet, not to be illuminated. Real estate signs not exceeding 4 square feet. Rummage sale signs, property number signs, flags and insignias, traffic control signs, sign designating entrances, temporary portable signs, and directional signs. Those are all signs that do not require a permit.
And so that's like basically a 2x2. Okay.
Yes, just to get very small.
Okay,
the types of signs that require a sign permit are informational signs greater than 8 square feet but not to exceed 16 square feet, professional signs greater than 4 square feet but not to exceed 8 square feet, real estate signs greater than 4 but less than 16, a sign which identifies a subdivision, neighborhood, or community not to exceed 40 square feet, temporary portable signs greater than 8 square feet not to exceed 16 square feet, and directional signs greater than 16 feet and less than 32 square feet, not to be illuminated.
So this is a 32 square foot each side, so it actually makes it a 64 square foot.
32 square foot per side.
Per side, okay.
Per face.
Just for clarification. Supervisor Weir, so you still have the floor.
I just have a question on that note. Wouldn't this be a professional sign greater than 8 square feet? Wasn't that one of the permitted allowances?
We would consider it not a profession, but more a business. Profession we would kind of categorize as a doctor, attorney, insurance sales, things like that.
Okay.
Are you done? Okay. Supervisor Holtz, and then I'll get you.
Sorry. I'm just going to stand up. It's easier.
Sure.
So you're saying that any sign is not compliant?
No, the signs that I read off in the ordinance are the ones that are compliant.
Yeah,
in this
but
district.
What exactly about the sign they want to put up doesn't comply? You said none of it is acceptable.
it's not listed as a sign type that's allowed in that district. So a 32 square foot per face illuminated freestanding on-premise sign is not one of these types that are listed as being allowed within that district.
So is any sign allowed in that district?
Those signs that I read, yes.
But no sign that he would put up would be allowed?
The sign that he is proposing would not be allowed in that district because it's not listed as a sign that would be permitted. And it is allowed in a different zoning district.
Okay, I understand that it's a rural or a farmland?
Rural district, actually.
Okay. The question I got is, what kind of a sign can he put up?
One that meets those standards.
A 4x4, so a 16 square.
That's the maximum is a 4x4. That's what I'm asking, I guess. What meets the criteria, I guess? Because I don't think it's right that he can't have any sign. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Right. And in my opinion, this doesn't meet any of those sign uses. It's advertising a business, a non-premise sign advertising a business.
Okay, Supervisor Landry, had the floor next. I'll get you back.
Thank you. So, he could get a 4x4 non-illuminated within the district that he's in, or no? Or there are no compliant signs in the district that he lives in?
I really,
for the use that he wants.
For the use that he wants, I don't see that it meets any of the use criteria for signs that are allowed in that district.
Okay. I'd also like to ask a question then.
Okay.
So he was denied because of illumination. No.
More than.
Okay. I want to be clear about that because I got the impression first that it was basically the illumination. But now, not only is it that plus the size, it's the fact that there should really have been none at all because it doesn't. There's nothing really that complies.
For that particular use in this district?
Yes.
That's correct.
Supervisor Jerome.
Thank you. Obviously, you didn't check into signs before you had it made, correct?
No.
Right, okay.
We didn't know that there was any rules on it.
Okay. My other comment was, is this sign for location or is it for advertising?
It's for both.
Yeah.
It's to mark our location and advertise.
I think that's probably where some of the question comes in, because if it was just a sign that would identify your business as the boarding stable versus the lighting and everything, I think that's where the problem is. But I have a question maybe for Nate. When there are farms that have those farm signs when you drive in the country. And what are they 4x4? Usually they're not illuminated, but they identify. I mean, the premises when you go by and you're driving in the country and you see so-and-so's dairy farm and things like that.
Yep.
What size are those?
They can be a multitude of dimensions, but we do allow that by ordinance. In the exclusive and general ag zoning districts, not to exceed 32 square feet.
Okay, because I think that in this case, that would be an appropriate type of sign to have in this location. Thank you.
Supervisor Weirs.
Thank you. I just wanted, this is just a point of information, I think, for the committee. This sign ordinance is pretty brand new. We just went through it all, and in case you guys didn't follow it last year. And I think this is a great example of why we had an appeal process in there, because when we were doing this, putting together this ordinance with staff, I don't think any of us ever thought that we could think of every single situation or every sign that would ever come up. So I think the fact that this isn't in there as a use at all, whether permitted, not permitted, can you even have it or not, I think that is exactly why we put the appeal process in there, so somebody could come here and say, you know, this is why I feel like it's appropriate or not. So just a little bit of history, I think, for this is obviously the first one that we've seen for an appeal, and I think to your point, to your question, Peg, on the other signs, those were grandfathered in. What's the other term? Not grandfathered. They were conforming. They were a conform or non-conforming use that is allowed. And if you know, there's another stable sign up on close to where I live, also in the town of Greenfield, maybe Washington. The Ridgeview Stables one, and that's kind of the same height and size and stuff. But I think that was just a little bit of history on the sign ordinance and why we're here.
Thank you. Good background. Any other excuse me questions from the committee? Supervisor Jerome.
I just have a question about the illumination. Is it like a... What is a sign made out of? Is it wood?
Metal. It's metal. A sheet. It's a thin sheet of metal. And then they printed a sticker off, and they put it on there kind of like, window tint, I guess. And then they heat it up with a... It's kind of like a hot air gun, and it sticks to the white sheet of metal.
So it's black and white?
The background is white, and the lettering... black.
And then how would it be lit?
There's directional lights that they make that would, if this was the front of our sign, they'd be below it, and they would only shine on the sign. There'd be, it wouldn't be like a flashlight in the ditch shining. It would just light up the sign.
And the lights are not like attached to the sign or going around the sign or anything?
No, they're kind of like a floodlight at the bottom of it, just to show the only light that you would see is the front of the sign. It would just make it appear in the dark.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Staff?
No, the illumination method was my only question.
Okay. Council? You want to turn that mic on and get that on the recording?
Just a comment. I think that even certain electronic signs are allowed in these districts, and they can speak to that if I'm right. So maybe this was just something when everything went through that I was missed. But isn't that right, Nate, that because there are electronic signs, there was a limit on size and height, but I think those are allowed in residential districts, aren't they?
The signs requiring permit, informational signs, professional signs,
called rural residential.
Real estate signs, subdivision signs, temporary portable signs greater than 8 foot but less than 16 square feet. Such signs shall not be electric or manual message units. Directional signs greater than 16 square feet and less than 32 square feet and shall not be illuminated. Okay. So that's in that district.
Okay, I just wanted to see what was allowed in those districts.
Okay, thank you. And again, there is the appeal guide that y'all have in front of you, just so you're aware that there are standards and guides we have to go by. Okay, thank you. Anything else you want to add?
Are there any concerns before you vote? Would you like to throw out illuminating it or anything like that?
Well, I think what I'd like to do is we like to hear from everybody who's in favor, and then we hear from those opposed, and then we will talk further. We will certainly ask your input before we finish this out.
Okay,
definitely.
That's all I'm concerned with.
Yep, okay. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor?
Can I bring up one other thing?
Oh, of course. Continue.
This also, just so you know, it's not just a place that we bought and we're turning into a horse boarding facility. It was set up. Can I show it?
Of course. I turned it off already. Sorry. I'm saying, of course.
This is the brochure that we bought the property with.
All right, we'll pass that around, and if we have some questions, we can follow up. All right.
Thank you. I'm Maureen Friedland. I'm a county board supervisor, and I'm sure you two are the only two people who don't know me, and I'm probably the one who is going to get most of the blame or any credit there may ever be for the sign ordinance.
Thank you. Maureen, if I could just clarify, I will offer three times in favor. You're wishing to speak in favor.
I am speaking in favor.
Just want to make sure.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm here primarily because I wanted to hear the first appeal, I think that's the right word, of a denial of a sign. I think that the fact that, this is the first and that it's gone on a year is really a testament to the usability of the sign ordinance in general and also of the staff in working with applicants to come up with something that that works for the county and for the landowner. I have not visited this land. I'm not personally familiar with it. I did speak to staff about it last week. One of the things that I learned is that the neighbors were notified, so they did have the opportunity to come here and to state what they wanted. As far as why no bigger sign and whatever in this particular district, I'll remind you of the discussion that we had about preserving the rural character and being compliant with comprehensive plans and with desires that have been stated of people to keep the rural land as rural as possible without a lot of signs, and to allow, as Mrs. Weir said, variances by conditional use permit as the need for them come up. So that's why we're here, and that's why you have the opportunity to do this. My only caution would be that since this is rural land and there is already a piece of land for sale, it is possible that homes might go up in this area, and this might affect homes, and that's the caution. So I would ask you to think about perhaps a conditional use permit for a certain length of time, so that perhaps in 5 years, I'm not sure, I'm just throwing that number out, you can reassess how much development there has been in that area so you can see if that's still appropriate. Of course, any house that would buy it now would know that there's a sign, but later on you don't know what the totality of the area will be and what kind of protection you might want to have. So I would be careful about the illumination also, particularly if there is the ability to turn this off during certain hours. And otherwise, I'm in favor of having this sign. It sounds like a really nice business, and these seem like really nice young people who are going to help develop and start a small business, and I'm in favor of doing all that we possibly can to promote their business.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Staff?
The only thing is that there isn't a mechanism in the ordinance in the chapter that allows for the committee to authorize a conditional use permit. It's basically just an appeal of a denial.
So it's a yay or nay?
I defer to Corp Council. I think conditions can be placed on appeals. They are for board adjustment matters.
Well, let's hear from Corp Council on that.
Well, we didn't really address it as a conditional use permit. It is an appeal. That's where you can, it says you can either affirm, reverse, or modify the decision. So I think you have a certain amount of flexibility there. I mean, it's not really a conditional use permit, but I think you have a certain amount of flexibility.
Okay.
You said the reason for this was to have kind of a, you know, safety valve in certain situations, so.
All right. We'll take that under consideration. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Could I ask a question?
Supervisor Becker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Supervisor Friedland, we have in front of us a appeal standards and guidelines. After reading through this, do you believe that the applicant meets these standards and guidelines?
Well, I think that's a very good question, because I think it really is important to look at appeal guidelines and factors to be considered. And that would include the purpose. The purpose would be to advertise a business. But to protect the area, I think I don't have a problem with that. As far as a self-created or self-limited hardship, well, I think we heard that the sign was designed before the ordinance was looked at, so that might be a little bit kind of not clear. Is it contrary to the public interest? considering the impact on the neighbors and the public at large. I think at this time it isn't. I'm concerned about the future. But I do think in all that that it would be appropriate to have a minimum sign here that is not too not too big or not too bright that would allow them to do their business.
Thank you. You can have that.
I've got my own. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Would you disagree with me on any of these answers is the question.
Thank you, Supervisor Friedland. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Anyone else in favor? Last call, anyone in favor? Anyone opposed to this petition? Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed? We'll close the hearing portion. We'll hear from staff, but we will again ask for some input when we get to the actual. Thank you.
We have a piece of correspondence from County Highway Commissioner Ron Chamberlain. The email is dated Tuesday, November 27th, and is addressed to me. It says, Nate, I have only one concern with this appeal. Who is going to be responsible to repair the sign in the event of damage during snow removal operations? Because of topography and proximity of the proposed location of the edge of the road, in a wet, heavy snowfall, damage to the sign would be a very real possibility. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. Ron Chamberlain, Highway Commissioner. Also, Lois Meinking, clerk for the town of Greenfield, stopped in our office this morning and stated the town of Greenfield has no concerns about the sign. And staff is not making a recommendation on appeals. We don't do that for Board of Adjustment either.
Can I have clarification, town of Greenfield? No concerns. Did they vote on anything? They talked about it and they just, no concerns.
Ms. Meinking stated that the town board has no concerns.
Thank you. Thanks for that clarification. It's about as good as a DNR clarification. All right, with that, we are to the committee. Concerns, issues?
Are we closed now?
The public hearing, but we have the allowance to ask questions.
Correct, but
the public hearing portion is closed. Supervisor Ebert.
I move to approve 4x8 sign with lighting.
Second.
No restriction.
No restriction that the highway department has no liability if snow
snow damage.
No maintenance. Corporate Counsel, a little assistance, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can say that. I don't know if you can take away the liability by just saying that. But I think that they should work with staff to make sure the placement is such that they won't have an issue with the snow removal.
Can I say something?
Let's hold on just a second. Let's get the motion straight, and then we will certainly.
4x8 sign with lighting. Now, I'll stop there.
Okay, and it was seconded by Weirs?
Yes.
Okay, now we will open it up. Does the applicant understand the conditions? And now you can certainly speak. If you want to turn that microphone on, please. A little red button. There you go.
Yeah, I understand. The thing with the snow removal, I don't think it's a worry. La Crosse Sign Co., we talked, and they want to put it on a steel pole like you'd see on the side of the interstate. And there's snow removal trucks going up and down the road, putting a lot of snow on them. And if something does happen to it, I can work with you. And it's going to be no concern. They don't have to worry about anything. If it's part of us getting the sign, we can deal with it. Without this sign, there's really not going to be much business for it, and the place will end up being closed.
Thank you. Supervisor Holtz.
Commenting on what you just said, it's probably more of a hassle with the lights. They could get hit very easily with the snow being funneled at a long distance because those plows can push it quite a ways. So, but you're responsible if there's any damage. That's what we're getting at.
If we
accept
that,
you accept that, I'm fine with it.
It's no big deal.
Supervisor Laundrie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Very good on the pronunciation.
I'm getting there.
I know you really want the sign, and you know what? If I were in your shoes, I would say, yeah, sure. Well, don't worry, we'll take care of the, but I would strongly suggest you do work with the highway department to find a good spot because, you know, you don't want to have to replace your expensive sign every single year, because then it is gonna, you're gonna bankrupt yourself if you're not careful about where you put it. Just want to be clear that illuminated does not obviously mean digital. I mean that yes. There are a lot of signs that will, you could at the end include, you know, like a ticker at the bottom or something. I don't know if this is a question for a corp council, but I just want to make sure we're going about approving of a sign the right way, because we didn't, you know, I would like to support that motion, but I just don't know if that's the appropriate way to make that motion or to make the motion to approve this, because you had mentioned it should be some form of an amendment to the appeal, because we can say yes, no to the appeal or somewhere in between. But I mean, this is really, as Supervisor Eber was saying before, we're not in the position to be making conditional use permits right now, or condition.
I think it's okay. It was either, I guess what you're doing is you're approving the sign and you're basically overruling, I guess you're basically reversing the decision of the zoning administrator.
And that's the way Board of Adjustment actions are. We make a determination according to the terms of the ordinance. The Board of Adjustment hears those variances to those dimensional or, in rare cases, use standards, but they also hear appeals of administrative decisions. This is really an appeal of a standard in the ordinance. It's not that
right.
They're appealing that we were incorrect in our interpretation of the ordinance. They're seeking relief from the terms of the ordinance. So
I think the motion is okay. I guess maybe the other way would be motion to grant a variance to the ordinance to allow the sign to be the same thing.
Supervisor Weirs.
My question is for the interpretation. I still am not convinced that it's not a professional sign, but maybe is that just a definition? Is that just an interpretation by staff? I mean, somebody's going there for business, but if it were a CPA, they'd be going there to get that service too.
It's in our definitions.
Let's check the definitions. Any sign clarification. You're gonna love it. Any sign that directs the public to a professional business.
Would we be a professional business?
Our interpretation would be no. It's not a profession. It's not a recognized profession.
Profession would be a doctor, a lawyer, a candlestick maker.
Under what musician. Definition is that coming? Just for the future, I think this is the correct process for this right now, but for the future, how are we going to, because I think that it's a profession, a defined profession is a...
And that's a very excellent point, because that is an interpretation that we have to make in the ordinance, and if say an applicant disagrees with our interpretation,
then they appeal.
Then they appeal.
Perfect. Thank you.
But it costs you $270.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's the downside, that we need to make an ordinance that's fair.
Can I say another thing?
Hold on just a second. Hold on. Okay.
Yep, you can, yep.
Ray, are you saying anything for the record?
I'm done.
All right.
Don't lose votes.
Okay, Mr. Zitzman, you want to make another?
Nope.
Okay. I do have a concern with lighting all night. I thought maybe that would be part of your motion, and I'm debating on adding an amendment to that motion to timing. Supervisor Jerome, I'm sorry I missed you.
That's okay. Well, maybe I won't need
you. You got to be loud because it talks on tape.
Yeah, you got the tape recorder by you.
You're in front of you. Okay.
I guess my question was kind of when you were talking about you weren't too worried about the snow plows and stuff like that, because it is, I'm looking at this again, it is going to be 15 feet above grade and 8 feet above road grade on the pole, right?
The top of the sign will be 8 feet above road grade and the bottom will be 4 foot above road grade.
Well, on the peel paper that I have, the sign height will be 15 feet above grade. And 8 feet above
the road. It's not a level
is that
surface.
Because it's
on
a
steep hill.
Okay.
Yeah. Very steep.
Thank you. Yeah. All right.
All right.
That was something I misinterpreted, and thank you for clearing that up.
Supervisor Becker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess you bring up about timer. I guess that's a concern I have. I wonder if there's such a thing as we can regulate brightness. And I think Supervisor Friedland brought up length of time for review. I guess as for a timer, I guess I'm not ready to make this amendment, but I'm thinking out loud here. Maybe the sign should be off from 10 at night till 6 in the morning.
As a maybe? How does the applicant feel about that?
Yes, that'd be fine. Okay, I was looking here. There's a rule under number 8 about the illumination of a sign. Would you like to see it?
Is that from our rule, you mean?
Yes. It's out of the... I'm not sure exactly what it's on.
Can you speak into the microphone? Because we really cannot.
It's out of the ordinance.
I believe that's the portion of the ordinance where a business is not open 24/7, that there's a certain time during the evening that...
And what does that time state? Do you remember? Maureen, do you happen to remember?
This is as new to me as the committee, so I've got to look to it.
Yeah. You're not a 24-hour a day business, and
no.
So that would be appropriate to do such a, I think, such an amendment. I would be happier to see that.
Okay, so your preference is the midnight instead of 10 o'clock?
No.
No, I like 10 to 6.
Okay, I'll make the amendment that the sign will be off from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Is there a second? Okay. Motion by Supervisor Becker, seconded by Supervisor Jerome to amend the original motion to add the stipulation that the sign is turned off at 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. Okay. On the motion to amend, any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The amendment carries. Further discussion on the motion? Go ahead. Supervisor Becker.
I know he mentioned that he had something in there about brightness or something in the code of brightness. So I guess I'm going to ask, Dave, do we have anything in the county code on brightness?
Well, we do, but I think that was more for the electronics. I think that was more for the electronic signs, not necessarily for these illumination. Am I right there, Nate?
Yes.
So we don't have anything for just these illuminated signs on brightness.
Okay. Well, then I, if with your permission, what kind of wattage of bulbs are you going to use?
I'm not sure. Whatever you want us to. I can't say.
Okay, well, anyway, I've expressed my certain concern about brightness. Supervisor Friedland has expressed length of time for review. And I guess I'm struggling with that one, if that's a good idea or a bad idea. So anyway, that's just two other items I'm throwing out on the table here. I don't have any amendments for brightness or for length of time for review, but I think if we're going to do this right, we should look at all aspects of this. So anyway, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Supervisor Weirs.
To that point, I just would throw out there that they do own like a little bit over 12 acres, so they won't have development, you know, and to run their business. If you were going to run that business, it would be hard to run a boarding training facility on less than that much land. So I don't see development going in all that closely to their house, maybe around it. We didn't get to go, but the topography is such that there will not be a ton of development right there around their property. It's quite a steep hill on FO down there. So just thought I would throw that out if it makes you feel better.
Okay, thank you.
Another question.
Okay. Oh. Did somebody else have something? Okay, go ahead.
Supervisor Weirs had previously brought up question on distance of existing neighboring residences also, and scaling off the proposed sign location to the south and east. That home is approximately 210 feet away, and the home to the south and west, which may not even be in line of sight of the sign, is approximately 260 feet away.
Thank you. So is the committee comfortable with the discussion? I think it's a good example for our first one. I was a little leery about not putting a time reference on it either, but the topography, I think, really does. And I get the impression from the applicants that they're willing to work on the brightness if it is an issue. So, all right. All those in favor of the motion, as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience as we delve through that for the first time. And thank you, Supervisor Friedland. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Landry, seconded by Weirs to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.